Time for Hidden History with our history guru, Charles Fay.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Yes, Ghostbusters. We are calling the Ghostbusters in. Charles Fay, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well. So, the strange situation and story of a ghost, inverted commas, that was wreaking havoc on Bendigonians more than a century ago.
Yeah, in late winter in 1898, about this time of the year, there were sort of sightings of a ghost around the hospital in Bain Street near the gasworks, and it was suggested that this spectre appeared sort of dressed in white, and it wandered along the streets, and it sort of suddenly grew in size and could go up and down in size, and it appeared for a couple of weeks late August.
Wow. Was this just shortly after the pubs had closed in the evening?
Well, I don't want to be rude about a certain sort of ethnic group, but it did appear in Irish Town, which is...
Careful. It didn't take long, though, for people to, cop on that it wasn't a real ghost, but it was somebody that was certainly giving people, particularly ladies, the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah. There's one case of a poor old Sarah Skilbeck who was walking into a house in Bain Street, and she'd actually armed herself with stones in case the ghost appeared. And she was walking down the street, and he jumped at her, and she threw the stones at him, at the ghost, and proved not to be a ghost when she hit him, when the ghost hit her. So she was in great distress, and one of her friends, a Eugene Johnson, decided to go out and try and find the ghost, and he started walking around dressed in white, and some people came across him pretending, and they arrested him as the ghost. Took him to the police, and he was locked up. And apparently, according to the newspaper, 1,000 people turned up at the police station to see the ghost.
God. I tell you what, the one, it'd be a giveaway, the one that the lady throwing rocks at him, I've never heard a ghost go, oh, ow, oh, geez, oh, when the rocks hit.
there was another lovely story in the paper about a couple who were, it was a nice moonlit night, and they were sort of sitting on a park bench at Lake Waroona, doing what couples do, and a ghost appeared. And the poor couple ran away as fast as they could, and that ended their relationship, apparently.
Oh, no. And now I believe somebody, and this would have really put the ghost to the test, actually came out with a gun.
Yeah. A group of young men decided to try and catch the ghost, so they went out armed with shotguns, tracked him and saw him and shot at him, and he managed to jump over a fence, and they found his white cape, Muslim gown, but it had bullet shots in it, so he was very lucky to get away without being injured.
If indeed he did. Charles, did we ever find out who this person was?
No, I don't think we ever did. I've gone through the paper for August and September 1898. As I said, a poor old Eugene Johnson was taken to the courthouse as a suspected ghost, but he was let off. His mother said he'd gone out, to try and capture the ghost, and he was asked to sort of put 10 shillings in their paw box, but no, they didn't catch the ghost.
Yeah, the suspected spectre.
Probably still walking the streets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, I do love
it. I'm not going to go past there.
I do like a ghoul story to start off the morning. Charles, fantastic. Thank you for that, and look forward to chatting again, maybe something a little more earthly next week.
Okay.
Good on you.
See you.
Charles Fay, Hidden History.
Copycats, eh? I hope we haven't started a copycat.
Copycat people. Ghost. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh.